and things up there. But really, the properties, the houses that have been built in here, it's been kind of a remote community. We don't have any stores or anything around, and we've just got free-range kids and pets and everything out here on these single-lane roads. Excuse me. So part of my concern was we don't have a place for folks that are not used to this to come into a single-lane road and navigate with their boats and things, as well as the residents are not used to that. But the parking, he said, that was a concern that I had. He spoke to that a little bit. All of his parking is on core property. I don't know what that gets into, but there is no room. The road behind the property is a gravel road, and it's a two-track. To be generous, it's just a gravel road with grass growing up in the middle. So there's extremely small places to go for people, especially if we get multi-families. I mean, if you're going to spend a couple hundred dollars or something for rental, and you have family, you're going to bring a couple of vehicles. Maybe they both have boats. You're going to bring extended family if you're going to rent a place on the lake. And so it just stands to reason that we're going to have a lot of use on these, and we're really not set up for that. And lastly, as he said a little bit about the well, we have a private well there, and it's a small one, and it's restricted to about six houses and along that front row. And so if we get a multi-use or rent-by-night thing where we've got one or two families rented, we're getting a lot more use on this private well. And those of us that pay for maintenance on that, it's kind of a concern. And that along as well as, I believe it's also in your docket, 1930. Mr. Jackson, which is on the right side of Mission Lane. So Mr. Jensen's two doors down on the left of us, and then Mr. Jackson's there, two doors on the right. He's also been operating as a rent-by-night already. And so, again, these are all concerns. I wanted to just bring that up, not to take the commission's time twice here for this. But those are our concerns, and we also, myself and my cousins and my family that also lives in the neighborhood, we turn in a document for your packet on concerns about that that's a little more extended. So that's what I had. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Commissioner, thank you. My name is Wendell Goss. I live at 558 Brookings Road. That's the White House there, catty corner. A lot of things have already been said. The community, tight-knit, single-family dwellings. There are a lot of fears. Could go to Mrs. Penrod and tell you some of those fears. That's what we're afraid of is that, and I would reiterate, Mr. Jensen, Mr. Jackson, love them. This isn't personal, but I'd like to protect my home. And we live there right across the street from Mr. Jackson's home. And this is kind of a twofer. I figure whatever you do for this one, you're going to do for that one. So the community is changing if you so vote. We would really like for you to say no to this application. I would say the septic tank issue might not be all up and up. Those 1957, those lateral lines probably aren't what they should be today. We are concerned about the Corps. We've had a three-year battle with the Corps of Engineers. That field, we kept it as a park. We kept it clean as a whistle. Charles MacArthur was behind that mostly, but we kept that thing like a park. And the Corps came in and said, get off of it. I've got pictures on my phone. It's terrible. It's trashed. They want it to grow up and be natural. And we kept it clean. Now the water's way up high. the issue, I think, with the Corps, what's going to happen is, what I'm afraid of, we're already in a battle. The Corps came in and planted 30 white pines there at Climber Lane, right up, and I quote, to block your views because you won't get off the property. And I'll plant more if you don't stay off the property. So we've done everything we can to acquiesce the Corps this year. We've stayed off of it for the most part. We had the 4th of July. We had to move some logs out of the way, go down there so we could swim. But that water is up to about, water right now is up about right here. Well, when boats and stuff come along, if this is a high payment rent, he's right. They're going to bring boats. They're going to bring cars. That's core property right there. So, we're going to have some issues, but here's the deal. The renters come in for one night and they're gone. We get left with dealing with the poor, and we're trying to, man, I hope they let us go back the way it was, but it's probably not going to happen. You guys give the application and let it happen. You know, but when Mr. and Mrs. Smith come in for the weekend and 14 kids, you know, and we want them out of there. Well, they're only there for a weekend. So, okay, we don't have to worry about it. You know, they're already, I love Al to death, but he's already renting it out and he doesn't have approval for it. You know? So who's gonna, there's no bite. It just keeps going. And Mrs. Penrod's dealing with that now. This is single family. We have a well that says you can only have single family on it. It shouldn't happen. That's all I ask is you vote no on this. That's what I'm going to say.
Thank you. Was there one other?
Yep. Thank you for letting me speak, commissioners. My name is Charles MacArthur. I live at 155 Mickle Road in Kirbyville, out here on the lake. My property is right behind the house that Mr. Jensen is wanting to do the night rental. I can tell you that I was part of the family that built the first place out there in 1959. The neighborhood has been a very nice neighborhood for years. If Al Jackson is renting the night, I don't know it. And I would have known it because I pretty well, they call me the security out there. And I always went around, and he called me several times and told me who would be there, which was supposed to be his family. And I like Al, and he's a nice guy. But we're talking about a change here that is not good for the community. You know, I'm not against change, but there's nothing about this nightly rental that will help the community. We all know all of our kids. We know all of our families. I can tell you everybody's name out there. And we know, you know, what's going on in the evening. But with nightly rental, you know, it'll just be a hassle. And even though, you know, you can call the sheriff, still you know how that goes. And a lot of people anymore just ignore those kind of things, and they really don't care. And if you paid $300 to stay all night in Mr. Jensen's place, you don't care about the community. You know, you paid the money for that place, and by God, you're going to do what the hell you want. And that's just about the attitude anymore. And we've had people come down there that threw out trash, and when we talked to them, they told us that, you know, I'm a taxpayer. I can do what I want. Now, not everybody's that way. But, you know, and like I said, a one-night rental, not a good deal. Appreciate your time. Listen to me.
Thank you. Anyone else opposed to the application that signed up? Anyone signed up that's for the application that wants to speak? You already had your time, sir. Sorry. Can the applicant come back up? Anything you'd like to add based on the comments?
Yeah. First of all, I appreciate the community coming out and expressing their concerns, and also I appreciate the fact that you know this is about business and it's not personal. So thank you. I do appreciate that. You know, I heard several other concerns. Some of them we had addressed previously, but I did hear a little bit more, and I know that some of the concerns involved, you know, people perhaps parking on core property. I wanted to reiterate that we do have two parking spots underneath of our covered porch, which are not on core property. And also we plan to add an additional double deep parking that will allow for trailers. And also on the opposite side of the house, on the left-hand side of the house, there is also available. It's just a green grassy area that has been previously used for parking. So all the parking would be taken care of on the property within the property limits. And it wouldn't be acceptable for them to park on the core property. There really isn't room for it. Most of the parking that's occurring there is not necessarily from the community. It's from people coming from outside of the community that are parking there. And that also fluctuates a lot with the lake, how the lake fluctuates. So we wanted to make sure that we had an adequate parking in that area. There, you know, the roads, you know, I don't feel like they're that traffic. They're not really busy roads. I don't find them very difficult to navigate. There was mentioned a couple times where, you know, Mr. Smith and Mrs. Smith would bring, you know, 14 kids, and that would be absolutely unacceptable. They wouldn't be allowed to stay at the residence. There's only 6 people that are allowed to stay at the residence, and that would be the limit. It was also mentioned about the septic system a couple times, and if the commission would like so, I can have a study done on the septic system, and I can have it replaced if necessary. The single-family residence, this is just a special use permit for the single-family residence, is continuing as is.